And you
this
see
call
a
is being recorded.
Solid figure slowly moving towards you on the walking on the ocean. No boat, just walking towards you, somewhat above the water, moving towards you. And his hands are pushed down, his palms down, and he's making a motion like a calming motion, calming yourself first and calming the waves, calming the storm. And as the storm is calming down, the waves are calming, the boat is rocking less and less, you're feeling more and more at ease, more and more relaxed, knowing that you're safe now. Even if you may have been feeling a little trepidation, now you feel as if everything is exactly as it needs to be. And this figure continues to move towards you and now is beckoning to you, reaching out his hands and beckoning towards you. Come, come forward. And you look across the ocean, the distance between the boat and him, and you see that the water now has turned to a glassy structure, a glassy surface, and there's no rippling of the water at all. The boat is completely stopped rocking, and you step out now, out of the boat, and move toward this figure, also floating just above the surface of the water, closer and closer, until you reach that figure. Of course, you know that figure now as Yeshua, the one who calmed this storm, calmed the seas. And you reach out to him, and you clasp hands. And as you clasp hands, you begin to move up off of the surface of the ocean, higher, higher, and higher up. You continue to rise, clasping his hands, moving up, up through the clouds, all the way past the Earth's atmosphere, till you're up in what you consider space, where you can look back down and see the Earth way back down there, as well as your physical body way down there. You also become aware of the many, many ships of all different sizes and colors and shapes. You also become aware of a consciousness that is out here, a collective consciousness that you may never have noticed before. A collective consciousness that connects all of these ships that are out here. For all of the ships are connected to each other. Whereas many of the ships have a consciousness within themselves, whether small or large, whether they're great mother ships or the smaller scout ships. Many of them have a consciousness, and you can feel the consciousness of not only the ship, but the people in the ship, the beings in the ships. And you feel a connection with all out here, as well as now feel the connection with the planets of the solar system. All of the planets now connecting, just as you would connect with Gaia. You connect now with the beings that are ensouling all of these planets, as well as the being that ensouls the sun. Feeling the connection with all out here. you can go beyond the sun, into the galaxy, all of the different solar systems within the galaxy, connecting with all of those beings and soul, all of those planets as well. All is life, all is consciousness, all is collective consciousness, all is one. Feel the oneness, everything connecting with you and you connecting with everything else. Connecting with the galactic central sun. This, just as you moved through this sun of the solar system, now move through the sun of the galaxy, the central sun of the galaxy, out into the many billions of galaxies, and the many solar systems within those galaxies. Not to become overwhelmed, but just feel the connection with all things now, with all of life. All of life is consciousness, and all of consciousness is life. And you can feel the connection all the way to the central sun of the universe, source itself, creative source of all that you know of in this universe. All is connected. All is one. From that central sun of the universe comes a pulse of energy. You can see it building on the surface of the sun and shooting out as if it were a pulse of energy that would shoot out and connecting with all of life, all of the planets, the galaxies, shooting through all the way down into our solar system, through our sun, into our solar system, and finally to the Earth. And as that pulse of energy strikes the Earth, it forms into a wave of energy. It begins to move out across the planet as if as a tsunami would do so, flowing over all of the surface of the Earth as well as the interior of the Earth, connecting with everything, all of life, all of the consciousness here on the planet, whether human, animal, plant, or mineral. Connecting with all. And in those moments, as that wave touches you, as it moves through you, feel the energy, the blissful energy that accompanies this. It moves through your astral body, your etheric body, your mental body, your physical body. Feeling the vibrations within you and all around you raising. Consciousness raising. Wherever there was fear, there is now only love. Wherever there was duality, there is now only the one. Take a few moments and experience this oneness, this consciousness. consciousness-raising event. Get a small glimpse of what that would actually be like. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to find your way back to your physical body, feeling your astral body merge back in, bringing that sense of connectiveness, that sense of oneness back in with you. So that you can always feel it, always know that it is there. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is a pleasure to be able to be with you, to communicate with you in these ways, knowing that in the not too far off future, this type of communication will no longer be necessary, for you will receive your own telepathic communication, not only from myself, but from all of your guides, all of those that are mentoring to you. All of you are being prepared for these types of communications to be able to assist you, to help continue to guide you through this ascension process. And yes, my dear friends, it is a process. Your ascension is a process. And you are all going through this process now at this time. There is not a one of you that is on this call. There is not a one of you that would resonate to these words that is not going through the ascension process at this time. Now, the full ascension becomes a different story because some of you will take longer to go through this process. Others may, upon the snap of a finger, be able to go through the full ascension. As the energies continue to rise, as you continue to be able to acclimate and take these energies within you, just as you are all doing now, you speak of things such as not eating meat anymore, and that will assure your ascension. That is not in itself what will assure your ascension. What will assure your ascension is your choice in the matter. You choose whether you want to ascend or whether you want to stay in the three-dimensional realm or in the lower fourth dimension. You choose that. It is not for us to choose. It is for you to choose. And it is based also on the contracts that you came in with. How you would want to proceed at these times. But I can tell you that each and every one of you that are going through this ascension process now, all of you, are being able to take these energies within you, these waves of energy that have been coming in and coming in and coming in, bombarding the earth with these energies. And some of you have a more difficult time of this than others do. But that is understood. That is expected. But always understand that even we do not know exactly how this is all going to transpire. Because as you have heard many times from many different sources, this has never been done before in the way that it is happening here. Your ascension and the ascension of a planet at the same time. This has never happened before. So we do not know exactly how this is going to occur within each and every one of you, because each and every one of you are different and at different levels of the ascension. But I can tell you that there is three waves of ascension that will be happening. And whether or not you are in the first wave or the second or the third will be up to you. But I can also tell you that this group and many other groups such as this are being prepared to be in that first wave. Those of you are being prepared to be in the first wave of ascension. So that once you have moved through the ascension and fully completed your own personal ascension, you will then be able to turn around and assist others behind you that are coming in the second wave and the third wave. That is what you have come here to do, all of you. All of you, the light workers and warriors. This is what you have come here to do, to prepare the way. Just as there were many that prepared the way for myself as Yeshua, many who came before me, those you know of as the Essenes, the John the Baptist, the disciples, many of you helped to prepare the way. And I say many of you because many of you were there in various aspects at those times. That is why you are here now in this group. Because you have been drawn back together again. Those of you, the Essenes. Those of you, some of you, the disciples. If not the direct 12 that were around me, then the many more that were also around me. This is you all recapitulating those things which you learned in those times and are relearning at these times now. This is what this is all about. And I tell you that as these waves continue to come in and the celestial events continue to occur as they are and will, all of this is in preparation for the grand event to come. As to the time for that, no one can say. But we can say that because of consciousness, your collective consciousness here on the planet, and all of those that are assisting in this process, both on the planet, in the planet, and above the planet, all that are assisting in the process are bringing you closer and closer to the grand event, to that time, that moment when all will shift in the blink of an eye. That is what you have all been readying yourselves for. That is why we have been saying, fasten your seatbelts. Because the times ahead could become somewhat rocky. But that is in preparation for those times ahead that will be very calm, very blissful. In many respects, a wonderful experience that we cannot even possibly explain or help you to visualize at this time. We do what we can to assist you in understanding what this may be like, but it is truly beyond your wildest imaginations at this time of what it will actually be. I am Sananda. I leave you now to go in peace and to continue to share the love around you, share the light to all of those who come in contact with your light. Because that is how consciousness across the planet is continuing to rise. I step aside now and invite our sister Kara to be with you. Peace and love be with all of you now. And I am Kara. And it is also a wonderful pleasure to be able to be with you, to share with you, to continue to help you experience all of those things that are not only coming, but are here now. You are in the advent, in the moments before. And yes, you have heard that before from many different sources. Many of us have been telling you this, because there are those moments when everything is about to turn and we see this coming. But then in those last moments before, something occurs to put what you call a monkey wrench in the works, to stop it from happening. And those, of course, are those ones that still continue to hold the dark forces within them, still continue to remain in the shadows as much as they can. But they cannot remain there much longer, for they have, the light has shone upon them. And as the light continues to shine upon them, they come out of the shadows. And as they come out of the shadows, mankind becomes aware more and more of them and what they have been doing to the planet and to the people and to all of life here on the planet. But that is all to change and about to change. Because as you know, the truth is coming forward. Here and there, still just in minuscule amounts at times, but picking up steam, you might say. Because this is all about your collective and individual ascension. It is all about the ascension of the planet and all of those here on and within the planet as well. And yes, even those within the planet are going through their process of ascension as well. For as one ascends, all ascend. All that choose to, all that are ready to. And it is a choice for all of you to make. And many of you have already made the choice, or you would not be on this call listening to these words, listening to this guidance we are giving. It is nearly time now for the processes that we have all been working on to move into the next level. And then once that is reached, the next level beyond that, and so on. Many projects are in the works. You have heard of some of them. We, the Pleiadians, have our projects. The Sirians have theirs that they are working on. The Andromedans, the Antarians, and so on and so on. We are all working in this together to bring these changes about, to bring life as you know it to an abrupt halt, and for life beyond that to take on an entirely new meaning, an entirely new and higher level of consciousness. And when I say the abrupt halt, I speak of the programming that you have been involved with for so long. And that programming that is coming to an end. Because you cannot move into the higher vibrations and therefore the higher dimensions carrying that programming with you. That programming that is in the form of attachments that you have carried lifetime after lifetime, patterns that you have brought into this lifetime. But because of who you are, each and every one of you, being those of the 144,000, being those that continue to work together with the 144,000, all of you are coming to a point where you will reach the apex. Reach the climax to all that you have been working toward. That time is upon you now. The truth will come in many respects. It will be revealed in many respects. Announcements are being prepared at this time to bring some of these truths forward. Many of the things that are happening in the background and have been for some time are about to come into the foreground, about to be realized by the collective consciousness, by the public, by all those of you, both the awakened and those that have not yet awakened, but will be awakened from their slumber, just as you were. Look to the skies, for there are many revealings that are coming forward there as well. Many are already happening, but many more yet shall be revealed to those who are ready to see, that have the eyes to see, that have that third eye open. Because it is in the higher vibrations that you will witness the beginning events that are coming. I am Kara. I leave you now. All of you, my brothers, my sisters, my dear friends, to continue to move forward in these times where the shadows, where the darkness is being revealed by the light more and more. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, Shoshana, is standing by, ready to go, ready to do her thing, and we are ready to do our thing. And you are all ready to do your things too, are you not?
Yes.
Yes. There we go. Yes, you are. You are ready. You are being prepared, you are being readied, and we know that many of you, most of you, are right there in that driver's seat with your seat belts fastened, just as we have been suggesting to you again and again, and ready for these changes to develop. But also understand that as these changes develop, you are still here in that three-dimensional realm much of the time. And that is where you will continue to find yourself much of the time as these revealings begin to come forward. And as they do, there may be some stoppages that may occur. Stoppages in your electricity, stoppages in your food deliveries. All of these things could happen. Not saying they will, but they could happen. This is part of the preparation. This is the part of being prepared for these changes. Prepare for the changes. This is the name of this particular call. And it is important for you to make sure that as these changes develop, that you are ready for them. It will not hurt to have a little bit of water on the side prepared. It would not hurt to have some food in your cupboards prepared. It would not hurt to have a system ready to go in case there are some stoppages in your electricity and these types of things. But understand, even if this does occur, that it will only be for a short period of time. It is just about preparation now. That is all. Do you have questions now for one who serves? We know that there are two, as we find it, from your email that we can help with, and Shoshana as well.
Yes, this is Linda. I'll relate those questions. They are from David. And the first one is, how are the energies that are coming to Earth affecting the ascension process?
Oh, my goodness. The energies that have been coming to the Earth, are coming to the Earth, are affecting the ascension process completely. If it were not for these energies, these wave of energies coming in, your ascension process would last a lot longer than it is destined to do at this time. So understand that the waves of energy, as they continue to come in, are shifting and changing consciousness here on the planet drastically at times. And the ascension process is in full swing, you might say, full bloom here. So continue to allow these energies to come into you. Feel them. Know that what they are. They may have some discomforture with them as they come in. It may cause some issues in your bodies, your physical bodies. But this is because your very DNA is being changed here. Your very cellular structure is being changed here. So it would have to have some types of issues, what you call ascension symptoms, to come along with this. And as this continues to happen, you will continue to acclimate to these energies more and more as you have been doing. But also understand that as you continue to move up in your vibrations and into the higher dimensional frequencies at times, going from third to fourth and fifth and back to fourth and back to third and back up to fourth and fifth, as this continues to happen, these ascension symptoms that you have been having will become less and less and less. But if at some point they become too much for you to handle, simply ask for them to be stepped back some, and they will be. But if you are adventurous and you wish to take this a little bit quicker, then allow for these symptoms to come through for you. Allow for these energies, rather, to come into the body and create these ascension symptoms, knowing that they are just temporary and they are having a grand effect on not only your physical body, but your astral and your etheric and your mental and so on and so on. All of this is being affected here. Okay, Shoshana?
You have answered this eloquently, so we do not wish to add.
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Yes?
Yes, David had part B. What are the big events that are leading up to our galactic family making physical contact with us?
Very good. Then we will turn this over to Shoshana if she wishes to start here.
We wish to share on this.
Yes.
Our perspective. That which you call your galactic family has been upon this planet for eons of time, making many contacts with many people that are ready to receive the consciousness that those galactic beings wish to share. It is not new. It is not something in the future, as you call the future. It has been occurring for eons of time. So what you must understand is that if you wish to make contact personally with your galactic family, then you must continue to work on your vibration, work on your frequency, work on your attachments, work on letting go of the 3D programming traps that are here and exist in this realm, and you will create an opening for those that are part of your family to greet you and know you, and vice versa for them to know you and you to know them. What all must understand is that this is not new. It is only not in your purview, not in your experience, because you have not completely become ready for it. Namaste.
Yes, and we will add here that when those of the galactics, as you are saying here, as they make personal or physical contact with those here on the planet, you will know it. It is not so much what events are going to accompany this, it is just that it is at that time. You will know it without any question of a doubt that they are here to be with you, and it will be following though those changes that have been spoken of for some time here, those changes that are necessary to illuminate, we will say, the forces of darkness, to bring that all into the light. That is what is necessary, and that will precede all of those events of contact from those coming from the stars. Okay? Would there be other questions here now?
Yes.
Yes?
Hello? Oh, yes. This is Zorb. Greetings. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind talking just a little bit about the civilization.
You are not clear. You are not clear. You must take yourself off speaker or speak directly into your device.
Sorry about that. Yes, I was wondering if you would talk a minute about the group or the civilization named the Shalanaya.
We are not exactly familiar with what you are speaking of here. Can you be more specific?
Yes, Bashar has spoken many times about the first group who is going to contact our civilization. He calls them the Shalanaya. I was just wondering if that resonated with you.
Now we understand. We did not know it by this terminology here, but there are those groups, as you are saying. We are not going to give them names such as this, but there are those groups that will be making the contact. We can also say that there have been groups already that have made contact previously in the years past here, those of the Pleiadians especially, and others that have been making contact with certain individuals, certain groups here on the planet for some time now. But what you speak of is more of a more global contact here that will occur. And these particular group and others as well are being prepared in the various delegations that have been spoken of that are being put together and are already together as we find it. And they will be introducing themselves, and largely they will be the ones that will be very human looking to not frighten those off here in the early stages. You will become accustomed to the various different types of beings of many different sizes and shapes and all of this, similar to your Star Wars cantina, if you remember this, and how you laughed at that and how you thought that was so much fun and everything. That is what you will come to as your consciousness raises, and you will look at all of these beings as brothers and sisters, regardless of how they look. Okay?
Sweet, thank you.
Shoshana?
Shoshana wishes to add our perspective to this question. May we add our perspective?
Absolutely, thank you.
The one known as Bashar, who is a being of great wisdom, who is a being that is ancient, who is a being that wishes to serve man, has relationships with groups that they wish to have relationships with that have a common consciousness with that one known as Bashar. So the group that he speaks of are the ones that he most resonates to and would like to bring forth to serve mankind in its ascension process and its higher understanding, if that makes sense to you, dear brother. Namaste.
Oh, for sure. Thank you. For sure. Thank you.
And that since concept has come up now, we will share further here. We are receiving from the Kara that it is okay to do so. And we are saying that Kara has been introduced to this particular group and others as well, but mostly to this group at this point, because she and those of her delegation are preparing to make contact more fully with this group. So it will be the Pleiadian connection that will be associated directly with this group, Ancient Awakenings.
Oh, great. How exciting. Thank you.
Are there other questions here now?
Yes, this is Lorelei.
Yes.
Hi. I'm curious a little bit more about the blending of the twin flames. I know that you've spoken of it when we come together and we become almost really one. But somehow we become one. But then also I remember that Sanat Kumara had spoken of being very much missing his twin flame and being excited that he could soon go back to her. I guess it's Venus, I believe. And so I'm sort of kind of curious as to how we are blended as one, but we're also still separate enough that you might miss someone. So can you say a little bit more on that?
We can. Shoshana, though, do you want to
You may.
Very good. Then we would say here that you are blended as one, but you are also separate as individuals. And this was necessary to gain experience coming from the original separation of self, we will say here, into the two, the one into the two. And always know that even though the one is in the two is also in the one. So remember that. So you are blended as the twin flames, as the one of the other. And that is important to know as you move through this ascension process, and as you fully ascend, you will have that reunion at the time with your twin flame if you are ready for it. And we say here specifically, if you are ready for it. Not all will experience this at that time, but all will experience it as you continue to move along in this process, whether it is directly in the ascension here, or when you have moved fully beyond this this planet and back home, and wherever your journey may take you, you will at some point connect back with your twin flame. But also know that you have never really been separated from your twin flame either, just as you have not been separated from your higher self. Okay? Shoshana, anything to add here?
There is one part. This is a difficult subject. May we share a perspective that we have with you?
Definitely. Thank you.
It is important to understand that the idea of being separate is a third dimensional and below idea to circumvent the oneness of all things. It is important to understand that nothing is separate. It is important to understand that the higher vibration of a energy of the twin flame is accessible when that which wishes to reach the energy has the consciousness to do so. When an individual longs for the idea of reuniting with a twin flame energy, it is because the individual still believes in separateness when there is none. It is a matter of attaining the higher frequency to communicate with that energy, which is a different frequency than the being is emitting at the time. We hope that this makes sense. Namaste.
Yes.
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful. Very well said. And we move on. Are there any other questions here? No? Then.
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about what you said last week about manifesting with the elements. And I was trying to think of how to practically put that in use and maybe create ceremonies and different things. And I was picturing indoor things and outdoor things. And it occurred to me that my own body is an alchemical vessel that is composed of those elements, and that I'm constantly taking in air. But then I got a little stymied on the fire part. And then I thought, well, my very cells are like firing. And but I didn't know if that qualified. So then I thought, well, maybe I could just picture a flame. Anyway, am I on the right track, or should I, thinking that I am?
We can help you out
within
here.
Myself?
Okay. We can help you out here with this in terms of thinking of your chakra system. And your chakras are composed of the elementals and the elements, as we have said here. So your first chakra is earth. Your second chakra is water. Your third chakra is fire. Fire in the solar plexus area, your adrenal glands firing, you see? Your emotions.
Okay.
This is the seat of your emotions here, the fire there. And then fourth chakra is air. And on beyond that is, we will not need to go there for now. But just those four, earth, water, fire, and air. And when you utilize those chakra centers and utilize those elements and elementals associated with this, then you will begin to understand the use of magic here in this understanding. Just as you, and we will just give you a small hint to you who is asking this question, and this is why you are asking this question, because you had been involved in a previous lifetime as a wizard, a male wizard, and you experienced and worked with these types of things, worked with the elementals, were able to not control them directly, but work alongside of them and have them assist you in the processes that you were working with at that time. That is all we can say. If you wish to know more, simply do a past life regression if you wish, or just go to your higher self and ask, and it will come to you. Okay? Does this help here? And Shoshana, anything
to add? Yes, we wish to share our perspective with you, dear sister. May we share?
Always, always. You don't have to ask.
Yes, we must ask. Let us attempt this now. You are, as you call it, completely on the right track. The body is made up of all the elements, as One Who Serves has indicated. The thing missing that imbues each element is consciousness. You may use fire as a destroyer or fire as a builder. You can destroy or build depending on the consciousness that you give the elements that you are working with, and depending on the consciousness that you use to co-create with these elements. We would ask you, what do you wish to create? If you are a gardener, for example, and you love the seed, and you nurture the seed, and you water the seed, and you talk to your plants, and you love your plants, they will grow. They will become magnificent plants. There are others that are known to have a black thumb. And that is a saying because that person that carries that consciousness of the black thumb does not believe that they can create another life form like a plant. So there is a disbelief there. So what we are trying to convey to you is that all humans have been imbued with the creative process, and the elements that have been given on this planet are those things that in which you create with. So you may create anything you wish to create, and it will take some practice. So choose what you wish to create and practice the consciousness that is required to see that creation to fruition. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense to me. And that's kind of my most driving force right now is manifestation. And that's what I really, really want to master. So thank you both for the words of wisdom. And it was so helped me to learn. And I'd heard before the association with the chakras and the elements, but it hadn't sunk in, I guess. So thank you for reinforcing that, One Who Serves. And yes, thank you. I'm grateful for the answers.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions here now?
I do have a question, One Who Serves. This is Vidya.
Yes.
And my question is very, very close to what Melinda is talking, because I have been meditating on my life experience becoming one with the water. And what I am exactly in the same boat as Melinda, that my concern is the process, mastering the process of manifestation. And then my question was related to the other elements, because I have the previous experience of becoming one with the water. So my question is how to become one with the other elements, and what is the significance of becoming one with the other elements in order to co-create.
May we share first?
Yes, please do.
May we offer our perspective, sister, to this
yes,
question?
Yes, please. Thank you.
The first thing that we would tell you from our perspective is to take the word becoming out of the sequence. You are not becoming one with the water. You are not becoming one with the elements. That is a done deal. You are one.
Yeah.
You are one with the water. You are one with earth. You are one with air. You are one with fire. You are complete. You are one with all things. So to create with those things, one must acknowledge the oneness that you already possess. When a human being longs to become something, it is because that being doubts that oneness is there for them. So we would go back to what we just said, that the first code of creation is to believe in oneness. First and foremost, namaste.
Yes, and we would add here, if you wish to manifest, if you wish to create, you need to do so at the higher vibrations. Move away from the three-dimensional illusion, because if you continue to try to create in the three-dimensional illusion, you will continue to have the same results you have had over lifetime after lifetime after lifetime.
You will create 3D things.
Exactly. You will create 3D things, or you will find that the manifestation process is not as quick as you would like it to be. But if you move into those higher vibrations and stay there more and more, then you will create without needing to know how to create. You see, you are trying to know how to do it instead of letting yourself remember how to do it. Not think about it, just simply do it. That is how you will master the creative process here. Or remaster the creative process, we will say, because you have all done so in the past.
May we share?
Yes.
It is also important to all those listening, because this is a difficult subject, to understand that they must define what they wish to manifest. So if you wish to manifest dollars, you are manifesting in 3D. If you wish to manifest an experience at the highest level, you must leave the idea of the 3D money out of the equation and just simply manifest the experience, as the 3D money will show up because it is of the lower vibration and the experience is of the higher vibration, so that which will support the experience will show up. So you must understand this sequence that needs to happen. Do not wish for manifesting 3D things, because that is what you will get. Wish to manifest the higher experiences that you wish to have. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It really does. Thank you.
Namaste.
You would add here a practical example for all of you, many of you now who are wondering, how can we possibly get ourselves to the advance? We do not have the money for it. We can't do it. Those types of things. First of all, as you are saying you can't do it or you don't have the money, then you won't.
Because you are creating that.
You are creating that in a three-dimensional space, yes, just as Shoshana has said. So what you need to do is see yourself at the advance and the experiences that you can have there, and just visualize that. Hold that visualization there. Crystallize that visualization. And the way will come. That is how it works.
That is the creation process.
Exactly, yes.
And that is so eloquent because, oh, we apologize. We
interrupted
you.
No need to apologize. Go for it.
This is so important in what is called for all of you beings, all of you humans, the manifestation process. It is not about manifesting a thing. It is about manifesting the experience that you wish to have. So in line with what One Who Serves says, for example, if you wish to have a garden and you know nothing about gardening, you must visualize the garden. You must visualize it and see it growing and feeding and nurturing and whatever a garden does for you, or the could be flowers. You wish to manifest the beauty of a rose. Then in the visualization process, the universe rushes to help you create that. It rushes to you. But within that experience, you must have the longing, the desire, the emotion, the love to create that. You see, love is the key to creation. Love is the key to creating beautiful things. You can create out of hate, but it is very low vibration. So we would say that if you wish to create, manifest, whatever you wish to call it, you must call it forth through your desire and through your visualizations, and then all things will follow. We must also tell you, and this is so common, that when you say, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, that is also the creation process. You are creating that which you say you do not want, yet in your vocalization and your thoughts, you are saying what you do not want. So what we must caution all that wish to manifest, that wish to create, to use that visualization process, to use your emotions of love, and to say exactly what you want. Namaste.
Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is one. Otherwise, we are ready to release now.
Yes, we hear one.
I have a question.
Yes. Yes. We hear one.
Okay. Wasn't sure if it was me or not. You're talking about manifestation. Is it... Can you tell me the process, if any, to manifest fifth dimensional type of work, such as actually being able to move my body from one place on the earth to another with teleportation or transportation? And I know I just need to think about it, meditate on it, but can you shed any light on what other things I can try to do?
It is not something that you can try to do. Yeah. Try it all you want, but we do not think you will have much success in that. But if you allow for the process, this is all part of the ascension process here, allow for it. If that is something you wish to happen, it will occur, but it will not occur if you are trying and working at doing it, because you do not yet have the
belief.
We will say the belief, yes, certainly you do not have the belief that you can do it. When you fully have that belief, then you will create the ability to be able to do that. But it is also, again, a part of the process here. As you continue to remember those things that are going to come, are coming to you now and are going to continue to come to you as to who you are, where you have been before, what you have been, all of these types of things. As this comes back to you, then you will remember how to do these various types of things. And along with your DNA processes reconnecting here, along with your cellular structure becoming more and more crystallized, all of these types of things, your third eye awakening more and more, all of these things will lead to develop the abilities or the gifts of spirit, we will call it here, that you are speaking about. Okay, Shoshana, anything to add?
We would say that you have explained this very well, and human beings have not gained this skill because of the realm that they are in. The realm is deeply programmed. The realm is deeply programmed, and this skill of bilocation or moving the body across the planet has not been programmed into the consciousness yet. So if that one wishes to program that in, one must deprogram that which prevents that one from doing it.
In other words, I need to tell myself it's not impossible.
You can do that. Surely, but if you are having the doubt, then the doubt is what is preventing you from moving forward.
I know it's possible. I just don't know the mechanics of how to.
You do not need to know the mechanics, dear sir. You just must believe it.
And you know it is possible because you have done it before.
Right.
That is why you know this. But there is a quandary within you, as we find it, that one is. Part of you is saying, well, I know this is possible, I know we can do this, but yet the scientific part of you is saying that is not possible because it defies the laws of physics. It needs to have a device to create the movement from one place to another. And that is, as Shoshana has said, the programming that you have in this three-dimensional illusion is that there always needs to be a device in place to bring this about. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
We need to release channel gear now. Before we do, though, Shoshana, any ending message here?
Thank you, dear brother. We do not have anything specific to add. However, we would say that along with what was given in the last call concerning co-creation and what has been given in this call concerning co-creation, concerning manifesting, is vital to the human's creation process. We would say to all, and we had nothing to share, but I guess we do, we would say to all to take those words, listen carefully, and begin to combine that which has been given today and that which has been given in the past call to amp up your empowered ability to create. Namaste.
Very good. And we would add here that your idea of manifestation, the topic of manifestation, all of this that has come about as a result of your topic discussions, and this time being the ascension process, which of course includes a great amount of manifestation, and that is what you are being prepared to be able to do as you go through this process. Again, it is not something that you can force here, but it is something that you can allow to develop and to come to the understanding and the belief that you can manifest. And that is what this next advance is going to be all about, is bringing you to a practical understanding of how to manifest. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti.
Shanti.